This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. USAA Homeowners Insurance not only helps you cover your home, it also helps you cover your budget, lower your premium in a number of ways, like saving up to 10% when you bundle home and auto insurance, saving up to 15% if you've been claims-free for 5 years, regardless of your previous insurance provider, and scoring even more deals and discounts on things like home security, moving, and storage with the USAA Perks program. Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Oh, welcome in.
I'm surprised you didn't hold that for 2 minutes.
Football is funny, funny, funny sometimes. Welcome into the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Oof. Andy, Mike, and Jason joining you.
Andy, and Andy joining you.
Welcome, man. Busy day.
Are we going right to it?
How do we not?
Yeah, of course we're going right to it.
Go Rams, baby.
I mean, once again, your witchcraft and wizardry. I'm really trying to keep my distance from you. Never say anything rude or insulting.
Yeah, you watch yourself.
I don't want to be bewitched by your witchcraft, but goodness gracious, you did it again. You predicted the most unreasonable.
This was by far the most egregious and like at the time nonsensical. Like week one, when it was the excitement of the Broncos had to go to Seattle. Seattle had seemingly looked like they were in tank mode. That was crazy to make that call. But for a team that's like, well, this guy that we just picked up off waivers, he might play. And Baker Mayfield has
lost 6 games in a row. They've won 3 in a row. The line has already moved to -7. And you called them to win.
Yeah.
Or to almost upset, almost. And they flat out won. And you called the Cam Akers touchdown as your guarantee.
Oh, it was.
Because Cam Akers touchdowns, if there's anything guaranteed, it's that. And so it was so scary and fun.
Scary.
Yes.
Scary has to be in there.
Eye of Newt and toe of. Yes, frog.
Exactly.
Now, wool of bat and tongue of dog.
We went back and did the research. So far on this season, you are 9-3, with all but 2 being outright wins, and the spreads on these games are up to -11. Like, these are wild calls that you are almost always getting right.
I don't know. I think this is one of those things when you lose one of your senses, which would be my DFS play at the end of this show.
Ah, you traded.
Your other senses are strengthened, you see?
That makes sense.
Last night, when you're watching that the Raiders punt.
Oh,
that was the greatest.
That punt was great.
The greatest punt I've ever seen. I don't know if you guys caught it in the replay. I believe it was Mac Hollins.
He was doing the
Mac
gritty.
Mac Hollins full hit the gritty as the ball continues to roll. So the
mid-play, this play is going on.
Play, and he's celebrating because everyone in that stadium, everyone watching the television, probably I don't know where you were, but all of us watching that punt went, that is a game-winning punt. Unbelievable.
Now, was it – I had the game on mute. We were – I was hanging out with my son, my wife. I had the game on the computer. It was on mute. Were they talking about their decision to punt at all?
Because
it was fourth and one.
The cowardice?
The last night overall was a masterclass by the Raiders in just – that was – I mean, like, that was the ultimate play – hoping we don't lose. There was no playing to win at all by the Raiders.
We got the
They went prevent offense.
We got zero targets for Devontae Adams in the second half. We got the fun game we hoped for with Baker.
Yes.
The smile on my face at the end was delightful. I can't believe. Like, I went back and watched the highlight again this morning. Plenty of people have now cut it with the Titanic music, Baker throwing it to Jefferson. Yes. But literally, I cannot comprehend single high safety, one-on-one Jefferson opportunity with 15 seconds left and no timeouts. Like, you should line three people up on the five-yard line. Like, when you talk about why you play prevent.
Yeah, that's where you do it.
That's the moment to play prevent. Just a masterclass in blowing a football game, which they have now lost four games in which they were double-digit halftime leads. Shock. I mean,
it's never been done.
Neither
before.
Of my predictions were even remotely probable with 3 minutes left in the game. Cam Akers had the fumble. I thought he might get benched the rest of the game.
I thought he was because he was off the field for quite a while.
And did you realize that if you haven't seen it on Twitter, this is back-to-back primetime games that had the exact same finishes, 3-16 with minutes left to go. The game ends 16-17. The team came back and won.
Unbelievable. Really.
The Raiders had the huge sack. I don't – what down was it? And then they got the unsportsmanlike because Bozo the Clown knocked the ball out of Baker's hand. Like, I mean, one of the most undisciplined – maneuvers I've seen in quite a while of like all you have to do is not taunt Baker Mayfield right there and I think the game was done.
All you got to do is just play football. just play football.
Don't be a baby knocking a football out of somebody's hand.
Just like you got a huge game changing quarterback sack. Celebrating that.
And I know the Raiders fans, I'm sorry that
because
your pain this year has been immense. It is Your team is much better than the record. The truth is, you're better than the record. You're poorly coached. I mean, you've been poorly coached. Derek Carr had a game like he can't make the mistake he made on the goal line throwing that interception.
Yep,
like you have to have some sense of the score, right? You kick a field goal there, it might have been out of reach at that point. Like, don't make that kind of mistake. But wow, what a game!
And all the people, because I know they're out like. Derek Carr this week against this team and everything lined like this was a very good streaming situation for Derek Carr. So like to have him come out and the Raiders say no, we are going to only establish the run even after our running back has
injury.
I don't know if Josh Jacobs has a broken finger or what. He was clearly in a lot of pain because he just kept trying to shake the pain out every single time he touched the ball in the second half. But 27 carries for Jacobs, 99 and a touchdown. You're happy with that for fantasy, but everybody else on this team, despite...
Was it 19 pass attempts for Derek Carr?
20.
Okay.
11 for 20, 137 yards, no touchdowns, two picks, just catastrophic. And
they thought they could just win
they did.
The game.
They did.
With Josh Jacobs and... that the offense couldn't do anything
they
for
thought
the Rams.
They could not lose.
Right.
And like Adams had the two catches, or two of the three catches for Adams in the first half were redonkulous because he's Devontae Adams, and then you don't target him? But what is happening?
From what I've heard...
Jeff Saturday could have done a better job.
There are 16 photographers...
And we know how I feel about that.
...that have been knocked over by Devontae Adams since the end of that game.
Yeah, if you have a camera, hide.
I mean, just get out the way. So yes, we got.
Oh man,
we you guys bemoaned the Thursday game.
Yeah,
we got a different game. I don't know how you can play quarterback in 2 days. I really don't.
It seems impossible. And what is the craziest, the absolute wildest thing that is kind of overlooked with all the narrative stuff that is unbelievable is Baker looked good. Like the throws looked strong and crisp. He was putting good air under the ball.
And field, yeah.
Yeah, and down the field. It was like, I've watched you play for the last 2 years. What in the world?
Well, I think step one is perhaps the Panthers are even worse than we first thought. But that's what I thought. I remember having a moment watching this game, and I'm like, you know what? The Rams were down, and everything looked like they were going to lose. I'm like, I know the stats are probably bad for Baker right now, but I think he's actually looking respectable and admirable. And then they showed, and it was like Baker had just passed 100 yards. I'm like, oh, those stats are bad, but he looks all right. And then he goes to win the game, and that catch by freaking Ben Skowronek.
Ben Skowronek,
which that's a hot footballer's tip. We love to give the names to sing. You hit Ben Skowronek to My Sharona.
Mm. Oh, man. So good.
You've been hoping that would come true.
Ben Skowronek. Hey.
It was a magnificent, entertaining.
It was lots of
drama-filled, ridiculous evening of football.
Yeah, with a lot of headbutts.
With a lot of headbutts. He is so
He's
concussed.
Titanium. What is him? How is he doing that and not his forehead's not exploding?
Baker clearly thrives on no expectations. Like his best two performances of his life, the first game he came in for Tyrod Taylor, and then the last game when he had no chance of succeeding. Wild. I know we could talk about it for a long time, but we have a lot more to get into. Mike summed up the situation for fantasy. Akers saved his day with a touchdown. Devontae Adams was a – look, if you counted on vintage Devontae Adams getting to your playoffs, it was going to be a disappointment for you.
And it was but like not PPR style, but that going into the second half with 3 for 71, I mean, if you got Adams, you're like, here we go. Dude, give me another 50 and a touchdown the second half, and that's how you start the week.
His first halves versus second half this year have got to be out of control. But it's Friday.
Foot Clan Friday.
Every Friday we give away $100 to FantasyChamps.com, the best place to get trophies, the best place to get your championship belts, swag for your league. We give away $100 over there at FantasyChamps.com to a Foot Clan supporter. This week's winner is, here's their name, Mike. Running Up Taysom's Hill.
Running Up the Hill.
Yes, very nice. Thank you for supporting the show over at JoinTheFoot.com. Appreciate you. Congrats on the $100. And one final reminder here, the Megalo Bowl, Jason.
Yes.
Get those. This is the final week for the waiver ads, so you can prepare for your Megalo Bowl playoffs. We're trying to get it out there as much as humanly possible. MegaloBowl.com. There's a giant yellow banner. We've posted on Discord. We've said it on the show now a couple times. So we did all we could. Mm-hmm. Papa Josh, if the emails come rolling in that people didn't know that waivers were going to lock, I'm sorry.
That's on you at this point.
Yes. You can follow the show on Twitter at the FF Ballers. Let's go ahead and jump into the news.
News and notes from around the league. Presented by USAA Insurance.
All right, I need help with this first bit of news. I really do, because I don't know how to feel here. Michael Carter practicing in full for the Jets. They take on Buffalo. I've looked up and down the old the game log for Michael Carter this year. There's not a lot to get excited about. Three double-digit games this year, but we talked about it. Like, the amount of plays the Jets are running with Mike White is encouraging. Zonovan Knight has been very good, wasn't a factor early in the year. So when you look at Michael Carter this week, do you think that his best game of the season could be in store?
I don't think his best game of the season is going to be this week. I do think his best game and games of the season are coming up. This will be his first week back. There's right now it looks like some rain or some snow in this game against Buffalo in Buffalo, a divisional matchup. So I feel like Michael Carter should go right back into the starting role. He was pretty good this year. He looked bad because Breece Hall was next to him, but he was getting the work. He's involved in the passing game. We've seen him with Mike White in the past with a lot of dump-offs. I certainly am fine starting Mike White this week. I think he is a flex option.
Michael Carter.
Yes, sorry. Yes, Michael Carter.
If I could play Mike White in a running back position.
Do it.
I would do that.
Yeah, I would too. Andy?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
All right. But Michael Carter as a flex option should be I think he's playable this week.
Trevor Lawrence remained sidelined on Thursday with the toe injury. So
still saying he's going to start even after that practice, but
we'll talk about it on the show or the game preview today.
Yeah.
Seahawks updates, Jason. Geno Smith on the injury report with a shoulder. Ken Walker, DJ Dallas didn't practice. Travis Homer, full practice.
Oh, man.
So as of right now, we same as yesterday, where it appears to be Travis Homer as the first player up. The player that we project to be behind him in the running game is Tony Brooks, James Earl Jones Jr. Robinson the second, and then the Geno
Tony
Smith,
for short.
You could just call him Tony if you want to shorten his name. The real shocking thing for this morning, I had not seen anything about it, was Geno being limited with a right shoulder issue. And I looked as far as I could find this morning as of this recording. There was basically nothing. The only additional information I could find is that he's still expected to play. You don't like to see a throwing shoulder on a Thursday added to the practice report, but no one from around Seattle seems concerned yet, so I won't be concerned.
This is an area where the 12th man, Russell Wilson, probably no shoulder soreness this year.
True.
You know?
That's true.
Yeah, Travis Homer upgraded to full was nice to see. He was limited the day before, so
if Travis Homer is on your waiver wire and you have that spot, I would be putting him on the bench. Not just for me. At this point, I don't want another team out there that I could be competing against who needs
even
a win.
Even if you aren't playing it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I would probably be playing some defense on Homer because if we get another do not practice from Walker and DJ Dallas today, and we look like the runway is clear for Travis Homer to be the starter in this matchup against Carolina, he could be very good.
Saquon Barkley added to the injury report on Thursday with a neck injury. What are you hearing about that, Mike?
That is all we have gotten because it was just kind of a flash of, well, Saquon is dealing with the neck. As one who I woke up on Halloween this year with a neck injury due to incorrect sleeping, I believe, was the causation.
Inappropriate sleeping.
And inappropriate age.
And it sucks, man. Like if you've ever woken up with a neck, so maybe that is all it is. At this point,
bad pillow.
Yeah. Let's get him more of a
memory foam type of situation.
Yeah. We need to help Barkley out with that.
Get him the ostrich pillow where he has to
for the plane.
Yeah.
So unless you hear something today, just let it go.
The Dolphins wide receiver situation: Jalen Waddle upgraded to full. Tyreek Hill missed due to illness. So we'll talk about that game on today's show. Mike Williams, we'll talk about the Charger game as well. Full participant on Thursday after the kind of, I would say, the engine didn't start last week. We thought it might. Maybe he's back this week. T. Higgins added with a hamstring injury. Take a look. Can we zoom in on Mike's face here? Let me get the official T. Higgins face.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah, for those listening at home, it looks like a combination of the bitter beer face and a bad fart.
That's T. Higgins on my roster. Need him.
Need him.
And I'm sure he plays, but hamstring Thursday.
Oh, hamstring Thursday is a bad day, man.
That's not what you want.
No, that is not good. And Fookland, to peel back the curtain, this is a big week for these two gentlemen,
yeah,
who are not facing each other, but are definitely facing each other Andy must have Mike lose.
We have a there's a fantasy triangle thing yes. going on in our league right now.
There's definitely
a fantasy triangle thing.
And not the
happened.
Kind you're thinking about right now, yeah. you naughty dogs.
Yeah. But Andy, he needs the impossible to happen to sneak in. And after last night, not just his calls, but actually what happened in the game
yeah.
to set him up, it's looking possible.
More possible than it did at the beginning
and
of the week.
And I'm telling you, don't go to his basement because there's a lot of blood sacrifice
oh, man.
Down there. There has to be.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah.
I'm running out of goats.
I'm almost out of goats this year. Football is funny, like I said. All right, DeAndre Hopkins didn't practice due to illness. Rondale Moore didn't practice due to
his groin.
Yeah, I'm moving on from Rondale Moore. I saw somebody ask me the question of Rondale Moore or Darius Slayton as a hold for the playoffs. I'm holding Slayton. Like it's time to move on. Rondale had a window. That window was shut by some friends named DeAndre Hopkins and Hollywood Brown. And it's not that he couldn't come back and have a game here or there. It's just that with the groin injury, you got to move on. You got to make plans with a healthy player.
I am right there with you in a league that I was that I'm playoff bound. I chose to drop Rondale for a defense for the Titans so that Week 16 matchup against Houston is more valuable to me than Rondale.
All right, I think that is it.
No, did you say the Deontay?
No, I did not. He was downgraded to a DNP on Thursday due to a hip. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, that is. Now that is one that you really need to keep your eye on. Maybe he pops back today, but
is the Muth getting Luth?
He's gonna get so Luth.
Is
the Luthist
the squeaky
squeaky Luth?
Squeaky George?
Yeah, I mean. George Pickens really, really should get some targets.
Is the Pickens going to be Kickens? I'm just trying to.
You're trying to get in on it.
Add to your.
Busted.
Why don't you Pickens a new joke?
I gotta get busted.
No, that's
on
my button.
All right, yeah, that's big news. I mean, this is maybe, you know, a benefit to your team if you were starting Deontay because single digits is where he lives. So
it's the mercy rule.
I mean, it's like the Lamar thing. That was today's News and Notes presented by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance.
Fantasy Forecast.
We're going to jump back into the matchups in a moment. Six games remaining. I will say this. The news on Friday messes with my head for our fantasy face-off.
I know exactly what news you're talking about and how it affects your lineup. Leave Geno Smith in your lineup.
No, Geno's not in my lineup.
Oh, really?
No, but this happened last week when stupid Kyle, as I call him.
Yeah, his mother calls
when
him.
When stupid Kyle said that Jaylen Warren was, quote, the free square. And he says it in the show.
Najee looked like he might not play.
And before the show, I'm just laying it all out right now. Before the show, Jace is like, let's make sure we let Kyle get his lineup announced first during the segment in case we want to make last second pivots.
It's true.
So you two colluded.
Yes.
Against Team Deucer. And,
yes. And lost.
And Team Deucer still won?
Yes. Oh. And I don't know why it's Team Deucer. I mean, moral support over there didn't make a lineup decision. Al. Did you have any say in the lineup that he put out there?
Nope.
Okay.
Just 100% faith.
Yeah, and 100% winner now.
That's right.
But yes, I got thrown off. I had a lineup last week. It was delicious, nutritious, and I made a pivot. So I'm not doing it today. I'm not making a mid-show pivot.
Oh, man, this is the week you should.
Yeah, I know. I know. There is no winning here.
The pivot would have saved you.
I have no newt eyes left for the fantasy forecast. All right. Jacksonville at 4-8 take on the Tennessee Titans, who are 7-5. The DraftKings Sportsbook line here, Tennessee -4. The over-under is 41. Tennessee has won 5 straight in this series since 2016. They're 9-2 against Jacksonville. Jacksonville has been the team this year that kind of has flashes during the game, and it just never really pans out in the end. I don't expect them to win this game in Tennessee. And Trevor Lawrence He was my start of the week yesterday before we got the full DNP. I think he had been limited the day before. All of his words have been, I'm playing. All of the actions after coming out of the locker room were that I'm playing. So, you know, saw this a little bit with Justin Herbert earlier in the year with an injury. Maybe they're just keeping him out, letting him have the minimal amount of wear and tear, and then getting him out there on the field.
Yeah, the matchup is great. It will be a slight downgrade for all the receivers if Trevor Lawrence can't go. But mm-hmm. C.J. Beathard behind him is at least competent enough where if Trevor Lawrence wasn't to play, because the matchup against Tennessee's secondary is so good, I'm still playing Christian Kirk and even Zay Jones as a spot start. I know, look, Zay Jones, we talked about this so much right before games were going to kick off. We're like, Zay Jones is totally going to let us down now because he was everybody's spot start last week, and that's when he lets you down. Now people are off of Zay Jones. He should be okay. This matchup really for Tennessee, they are a pass funnel defense. They shut down the running back position. You're not going to run well against Tennessee, and it is very easy to pass the ball on them. So
That's not stopping you from playing ETN, right?
It's not stopping me from playing ETN, but I see him almost like a flex play. So if I've got a loaded lineup, I do think he's in consideration, but obviously you'd have to have great players because his talent can bust off a 60-yard run at any point in time. The players that you do play against good defenses are the athletes that can make something happen in one play.
All right. Other storylines within this matchup, Travis Etienne's been a little disappointing for fantasy purposes over the last couple of weeks, but the Jamichael Hasty excitement did not come to fruition, right? I mean, we saw 88% of snaps for Etienne, and they were playing a suddenly tough run defense in Detroit. Christian Kirk is Mike's start of the week. Kirk, Zay Jones. If for some reason Lawrence doesn't go, are you getting off of those players?
No, I'm with Jason that Beathard is competent enough with the matchup that I'm still playing. Like Zay Jones, because he by definition and name, he is the spot starter. Maybe he's the one I pivot away from, but Kirk I'd roll with.
I don't understand this update quote from Brian Daboll. Probably has to see if Saquon Barkley can play Sunday.
Oh,
wouldn't
my
commit.
Goodness.
Limited in practice
oh,
today.
Oh, my goodness.
This is more of Andy's magic because Andy needs another team to lose that has Saquon. And so do you. So you're both from there. But
I'll sell my soul for a playoff spot. I really will.
Saquon would have to be fully unable to play. This game is too important for the Giants in division trying to make the playoffs. I feel like they will give him 100 injections to get him out on the field.
That could be dangerous. Derrick Henry, it's been a weird ride the last few weeks. I know when looking at Derrick Henry in DFS, I see Jacksonville, I say great.
Mm-hmm.
And he should be great. But I've been thrown off a little bit by some of these lower opportunity games. I know the game script last week against Philly, 11 carries, that's to be expected. 17 against Cincinnati. Okay, that's great for a normal running back, but Derrick Henry's living in the 30, 32, 28, 28 zone. Are you pretty confident you see a vintage performance this week?
I am pretty confident. If you look at his wins and losses this year, he's averaging 112 yards on the ground per win, 58 yards on the ground per loss. I expect them to take care of business at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And this is really one of those things where if Derrick Henry can't get it going in this game, you start questioning are his legs. Have we hit the wall? Have we hit the career wall? I don't think we're there yet with Derrick Henry. And so I'm firing him up with full confidence.
And then you have two tight ends that I think are interesting in this game. You have Evan Engram who Schmevin. I would never be caught recommending Evan.
I play Evan.
I play Schmevin. and then Chig Okonkwo, who I named as my start of the week yesterday, tight end. Athletic freak for the Titans. Saw further comments yesterday from the offensive coordinator that he has now earned more designed plays and playing time in the offense. This is a team devoid of explosive options in the passing game.
Yeah, I mean, they have one. It's Treylon Burks, and he is not participating in practice in the concussion protocol. You would have to assume with a DNP on Thursday, you presume right now that he is out this week. That is the odds on favorite. Is not a guarantee yet, so pay attention. But if Treylon Burks is out, Chick Chig is going to be extremely important to just being able to, I don't know, break a tackle. Who do they have on this team that can break a tackle? Like, Robert Woods can run a route, catch a ball,
possession
fall down.
Receiver, yeah.
But no one else can break a tackle outside of Derrick Henry.
And you could end up with another Austin Hooper, two touchdown, limited yardage game, and disappoint my Okonkwo hype. But I'm gonna bet on the athletic talent and the yardage going up for Chig. All right, we are going to take a quick break and come back with the most fun team to talk about, the Broncos.
This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. When you're a homeowner in the military community, peace of mind is priority. And USAA Homeowners Insurance is the award-winning service to give you just that. If you have to file a claim, the process is transparent and easy. You can do it all right in the USAA app. And replacement cost coverage comes standard. That means damaged items are repaired or replaced, even if they cost more today than they did when you bought them, which could put your wallet at ease to tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Foot Clan, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How is it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? Maybe sometimes those events make you feel drained. Maybe they make you feel like you're bursting with energy like Papa Josh. But you might not know why it's at that level. Maybe it's not enough boundaries set up and you're just doing too much. Maybe you get less social in different times of the year or you're working too much. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. Look, we live in the era of hurry, hurry, hurry. And social gatherings, they pick up, and then you are burnt out. So you got to figure it out, and therapy can help you figure out that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery so you can enjoy it. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to recharge and take care of yourself. I highly recommend that. All you have to do is give BetterHelp a try. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch them at a moment's notice. There's no extra charge for switching therapists if you didn't find the right one. And you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/footballers. I know we don't need to continue talking about Russell Wilson. But my goodness, when I saw how cheap he was in DFS now.
Oh, man.
I mean, he's like in the backup range.
Tell me
I mean,
you
he's
did
like,
it.
Oh, tell me I did it.
Tell
no,
me you
I
did
didn't
it.
Do it.
Dang it.
Kansas, keep trying to guess my quarterback. Kansas City, they're 9-3. Denver is 3-9.
Ooh.
The DraftKings Sportsbook line is Kansas City -9. The over-under is 44. And I am not remotely close to an almost upset call in this one. This is... I mean, the Chiefs are as good of a defense as you can play this week, in my opinion. The Broncos haven't beaten them since the Obama administration. 13 consecutive losses to the Chiefs.
Really?
Wow. That's not even a rivalry. A rivalry is when
are we sure
they go back
this?
And forth.
That can't
be. It's true. It's true.
Wow.
September 17th, 2015.
I remember where I was.
You, Kyle, you wrote up Russell as a GPP play for our DFS pass?
He's just so cheap, and they...
And no one wants him.
And they get thrown on a ton.
So, Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson. Here we go. Patrick Mahomes is in your lineup.
Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce's in your lineup. Who do I start at wide receiver, Andy?
If I was choosing one?
Order them.
Oh, gosh. If I'm ordering them, I'm going to say... It's going to take me a while. MVS, Juju, Sky Moore, Justin Watson, Kadarius Toney.
I would go Juju, MVS,
yeah, that's
Sky
fine.
Moore, Justin Watson, Kadarius Toney. And Juju is the first on my list. He is a flex option that I'm not excited to start. I do think he still has a ceiling that is higher than a lot of other. You know, you're looking at guys that are trying to go out there and maybe they got a safe floor, like a Zay Jones. Zay Jones is a fine start. I would start Juju Smith-Schuster just because he has the upside a little bit higher with Patrick Mahomes, but I'm not looking forward to starting any of these wide receivers. Even if you tell me Patrick Mahomes throws for 350 yards, I'm like,
The Broncos are a really good defense, and I don't want that to get lost in the storyline of this game. The Chiefs are going to win, but the implied point total for the Chiefs is 26.5. I don't think they hit that. I think they're in the 20-point range at most, which means you might have – it might just be Mahomes and Kelce with question marks around Pacheco. Damian Pierce or Isaiah Pacheco?
Damian Pierce against Dallas. Oh. I'll go Pacheco.
Okay.
In that one.
Yeah, Pacheco's actually been really strong the last 3 weeks. So Pacheco, to me, not a great matchup, but I'm going to stay in the Flames.
Deonta Foreman, who's supposed to play, Carolina.
When you say he's supposed to play, what was his practice situation on Thursday?
He said he'll be fine. Well, sure, I think he was limited.
He's got a foot in ribs.
Yeah, I'm going to go Pacheco, just injury related.
What about any of the Dolphins running backs?
Yeah, I'll go Dolphins over Pacheco. Okay. The matchup is very good. I think the other side of the ball, I mean, really, you're just talking about two potential starters that you could throw into a lineup in the passing game. One is Jerry Jeudy, who, I mean, he hasn't been great because Russell Wilson, but this matchup couldn't get much better, and Cortland Sutton does not look like he's going to play. Would you start Jerry Jeudy or Juju Smith-Schuster?
I'd play Jeudy.
Jeudy.
I would as well.
Yeah, Jeudy is a little bit like the situation we had in Houston where, like, you know, Nico Collins was last man standing, and Judy's a better player than Nico Collins, so I think you can go there. I also think you can play Greg Dulcich with some upside and excitement. 85 receiving yards last week. Hackett talking about the wide receiver role for him. Latavius Murray is also going to dominate opportunities in the backfield. The Chiefs are 10th against the run in the last 6 weeks. I'd be looking at Latavius Murray with a 10-point.
Yeah, he's a floor player.
That's his ceiling and floor.
Yeah.
They're together.
The last 3 weeks for Latavius Murray, 15 points, 10 points, 8 points, and half PPR scoring. I would expect him to be right around that range.
Yeah, you want him to get 4 or 5 receptions, even if they're short yardage. Just get the PPR numbers up. Tampa Bay 6-6 somehow, and they take on the San Francisco 49ers, who are 8-4. Games in San Francisco, the DraftKings Sportsbook line, San Francisco -3.5. The over-under is 37. That's a low over-under. We have a Brock Purdy situation in San Francisco. And, you know, we've been down this road before. If you've watched enough football, you know that occasionally the Baker Mayfields of the world, the backup quarterback, has the ability to come in, surprise a defense that is not prepared for him, and sometimes it's not as nice the next week. Now, if I wanted a quarterback like Brock Purdy to have success, I'd surround him with Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey.
And focus on yards after the catch.
But, you know, the Buccaneers defense is a run-stopping defense. So you look at putting the ball in Brock Purdy's hands, which I'm sure the game plan is going to be for Todd Bowles and company, and seeing if he can supply enough firepower to win this game. I would not be shocked if Tampa won it.
I would be pretty surprised just because of how bad the Tampa Bay offense has been and how good the San Francisco defense has been. I don't expect a lot of fantasy value here from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers side of the ball. That being said, just to finish up the conversation on the 49ers and their receiving weapons, George Kittle, he's scary with Brock Purdy there, but the matchup is very good. And I would assume that if Kyle Shanahan's going to kind of scheme some things to prepare for a matchup, George Kittle should have a couple big opportunities. And hopefully that works out for you, because if you've got George Kittle, you're playing him, right? You don't have another better option, and the matchup looks okay.
So speaking of that San Francisco defense, number one in points allowed, second in yards per game allowed. That is giving up the least amount of those numbers, not the most. Leonard Fournette was added to the injury report on Thursday, limited with the foot, not spotted yet at practice on Friday. Rashad White and Fournette were both heavily involved in the passing game last week. Fournette actually looked pretty good on the ground. This is not a defense you can run on. Do you lean Rashad White or Leonard Fournette if you have to play one of those two?
It has to be White, with Fournette popping up on the injury report on a Thursday with a new injury. He missed the game with a hip injury, wasn't it? So if this is foot, that's new. And I'm not
head
really
and shoulders.
It's knees and foot, right?
Yeah. Yes.
the important questions answered here on the Fantasy Footballers podcast. I would start
with... Well, are the footballers. I think we know a thing or two.
About foots.
Yeah, we're practically podiatrists. Rashad White would be ahead of Leonard Fournette, but I'm not like really jonesing to play either one of these guys against the San Francisco 49ers.
So, Mike Evans, talk to us about your favorite fantasy player, Mike Evans.
You mean the guy who has as many top 12 weeks as Robbie Anderson?
No. Oh.
Or Dante Pettis? No. Or Nelson Aguilar?
I'm guessing he has one.
That is correct.
Yeah,
he has one.
That makes sense.
Granted, it was the number one fantasy wide receiver that week, but...
Michael.
It's tough. The place where you have beaten the San Francisco 49ers has been the wide receivers getting loose down the field. Mike Evans seems like he might be needed this game. I think you could start him, but he has been very, very bad. it's just there's...
Yes, for... And it's pretty inexplicable, too, because he's still getting targets. Only four this past week against the Saints. Did turn those four targets into 59 yards, but 9, 6, 11 in those other games the last month, and he's not been in the top 30.
Here's why it's a problem that could continue. No Bruce Arians. The downfield passing game, time in the pocket,
and
four or five offensive linemen missing. It has changed the equation a little bit for the offense. So that would be your concern.
It would.
Here are some.
They are going to have to throw the football. So I think like Mike Evans is in my lineup, but I will wear a blindfold for that game. Like, yeah. I'm not watching.
It's tough.
Is he in your lineup is the real question.
He is in my lineup because Christian Watson is on bye, but I would play other players over him. You know, last week I put Joshua Palmer in over Mike Evans. Here, since week 9, this is the last 6 weeks, here are players who have scored more fantasy points than Mike Evans. DeMarcus Robinson, Deontay Johnson, Van Jefferson, Mac Hollins. How about Julio Jones?
Oh, man.
But I know you're the king of reminding us that wide receiver position is inconsistent. Mike Evans is a proven talent.
He's a proven inconsistent talent.
Yeah,
so you do need to not just completely.
49ers 23rd against wide receivers.
Yeah. So. You don't just straight bench him, but if you've got another really good option, he needs to be in those questions you're asking yourself on a weekly basis.
There's just a lot of names in this game. Debo last week was benched by a lot of people due to the injury, but should be involved. Brandon Ayuk.
I would play Ayuk over Evans for sure.
But not over Debo, right?
Would I play... I think I'd play Ayuk over Debo.
Ooh.
Does that seem crazy?
It seems a little crazy.
It's just... It's not outrageous, but it's spicy.
When I think about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' strength...
You're going to need a glass of milk with that take.
Tackling players at the line of scrimmage is... You know, they've got the players, I think, to stop Debo's little screens and runs. So... I like Ayuk with Brock Purdy.
Nobody stops Debo.
Yeah, how about now? Now that
change
your
mind?
Drop, does that fire you up?
It definitely fires me
up. All right.
Carolina's 4-8. They take on the Seattle Seahawks at 7-5. This game's in Seattle. DraftKings Sportsbook line here, Seattle minus 4.5. The over-under is 44. The Seattle defense has had some issues in recent weeks. They are on the precipice of being the worst team against the run. That's where the Deontay Foreman interest comes from. Mm-hmm. Good matchups. Foreman has kind of been their guy. Like, if they could run the ball with Foreman every play to win the game, that's what they would do. I mean, Atlanta, they did it twice. Sam Darnold, he completed 11 passes. So this is a team that would love to play some defense. They've been pretty good against wideouts. You have this Geno Smith shoulder situation. You've got a running game that, you know, if you're lucky, Travis Homer's the lead guy. So is this does have the potential of a more competitive game than you might think?
I think it could if Deonta Foreman is healthy. Deonta Foreman healthy should be able to really gash up the Seattle Seahawks defense. And he projects to be the type of player that Seattle would have a difficult time with. We don't know how healthy he is, and that's the big question mark for me. So I do think, ironically, and then Geno's shoulder, if that's a real issue, they're not going to be able to run the ball because they just don't have the players on the roster to run the ball. I love Geno. He was my start of the week. I love Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf. I mean, this offense should march down the field and throw all over the Panthers. 300-plus passing yards for Geno. It's just kind of some injury question marks we have to monitor as the week goes on. Friday practice reports and beat reporters saying how healthy they are. I just haven't seen much of anything on Geno still.
So right now, Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, no concerns with Drew Lock coming in.
Correct.
Noah Fant last week got into the end zone, was a number two tight end. Hard to say he's going to repeat those numbers, but he is a desperation play.
Yeah, he is, or even a DFS play because of the running back situation.
Is he your DFS play because of the running back situation?
He is not my DFS play.
Okay. Let's just spend all of Friday trying to deduce the lineups. DJ Moore, ride or die on Wednesday, 6 targets. I'm not riding with DJ.
Yeah, because of this, look, 6 teams on bye, he's still in my top 24 at 24. So, I mean, like, I would play DJ Moore over Gabe Davis against the Jets. I would play him over Joshua Palmer, with assuming that Mike Williams is going to play, which I guess that's the Sunday night football, so you may not.
Sounds like Mike Williams is going to play.
Yeah, so I would go with DJ Moore personally. Jacoby Myers, with his injury in the Monday night game, I would go with DJ Moore. So there's some fringe circumstances
Mike
where
Evans?
He's in. Mike, no. Oh, man. Mike Evans is 2 spots ahead of DJ Moore. So it's not wild to look at those rankings and say, oh, I'm going with DJ Moore in a better situation. But that's,
I don't know that it is a better situation, though. DJ Moore has, you know, obviously he's been bad the majority of the year.
I'm saying the matchup is
but
better.
That's what I'm saying. The Seahawks right now, schedule adjusted on the season, they're number 3 against wide receivers. They've got those two
14
rookie,
in the last 6 weeks, though.
They've got those 2 rookie corners that have been
Woolen is
really,
legit.
Really good, and I expect them to be on DJ Moore.
In 11 pass completions is not encouraging for a Mr. Darnold. Sunday Night Football, by the way, Mike has a pretty nice guitar sitting behind him today.
Oh, yeah.
I know not everyone's watching on the YouTube, but very nice.
Yeah, shout out to our friends at Fender for that one.
That's a pretty, you're going to do some live shredding at some point? Never
know. I mean, I can't rule it out now.
Can't rule it out. Miami's 8-4. They play Sunday night against the Chargers, who are 6-6. The DraftKings Sportsbook line, Miami -3. The over-under is 52.5. Tua, Herbert, back-to-back picks in the draft. Tua is number 1 in deep ball completions. Thank you, Tyreek. Thank you, Jalen. Number 1 in accuracy, number 1 in yards. Herbert is taking a step back.
Yeah.
Had some injuries. Hasn't had Mike Williams and Keenan all year long. This game I'm really excited about. I think it's going to be a back-and-forth type of game. The Dolphins' defense has improved against wide receivers of recent recent matchups, but they're a pretty vulnerable defense in general. 28th against fantasy quarterbacks over the last 6. So the question here is, I think, what do you do with the running backs for the Dolphins and what do you do with the wide receivers for the Chargers? Because Herbert, Tua, Eckler, and then, of course, the Dolphins' wide receivers are all locks.
For me, it's decently easy. When it comes to which Miami Dolphin you would prefer at the running back position, that's pretty tough. I lean Jeff Wilson, but made Raheem Mostert at the start of the week because I do believe that both can be played. I think that the timeshare will be close to even-ish. So they're both in. And for Mike Williams, a full practice on Thursday, after limited yesterday on Wednesday, I am playing Mike Williams. And the matchup is juicy. I know it was the Dolphins have been better against wide receivers lately, but it was catastrophic. Had you played Mike Williams when he went out on his first target, I don't remember if he caught the ball, but he jammed his ankle, re-aggravated it, and left. But I would play him. The upside is there.
Does that mean you're not playing Palmer?
Yes.
I've been warming on the idea of starting Mike Williams because he's been a full participant early in the week. And when I look at push come to shove decisions and I'm saying, okay, am I starting, Michael Gallup or, Darius Slayton or Mike Williams? This game environment is
yes
really great. I want players in this game. So to answer your question differently than Mike's, I think Palmer is a play. I think Keenan Allen is a play. I think Mike Williams is a play. The running backs, I basically...
Well, you like Gerald Everett, too. He's your start of the week.
Everett is in.
I think, you know, Herbert and Tua could go off in this game and have a mondo outpouring of points. I mean, that's the hope.
Pour them out.
That is certainly... I mean, when you've got a team that can run in certain situations like the Dolphins against a team that cannot stop the run at all... Usually, you know, the running game's going to slow the game down, but this is like you're going to have 20-yard chunk plays, you know, every six or seven runs is what it feels like against this team. And
things could change if Tyreek was not available due to illness.
Certainly.
For some reason.
You don't want to see either of these offenses slow down.
The Patriots on Monday Night Football at 6-6 take on the Arizona Cardinals, who are 4-8. DraftKings Sportsbook line. New England -2 in Arizona, over-under is 43.5. So what are we doing with this matchup? You have the Cardinals, who have lost 4 of 5 before their bye week last week, coming off the bye, a little bit healthier. Mac Jones, Kyler Murray. What a weird year for Arizona and the fantasy kind of output for these players. Kyler, you're comfortable with
it
at home?
Yeah, no, you are. I mean, top 12 and 8 of 10 starts. Like Kyler Murray, the Cardinals not getting it done, but Kyler Murray is for fantasy.
And when you've got Hopkins, who hopefully is healthy and active for this game, he's...
He had the illness, too.
Right. He was sick, but him and Hollywood Brown are enough for Kyler plus his legs to be good in a tough matchup.
I feel like Hopkins catches a lot of, like... Tuesday, Wednesday to Friday.
He catches everything. So
all right, that's fair. Hollywood,
that cold, caught it.
Yeah,
got it.
I didn't drop COVID.
No,
Hollywood.
No. He's gonna play. He's gonna
Hollywood.
Play.
Mike, you love him.
I don't know if I say I love him, but I think that the fact that he came back from his injury.
What about now?
Oh, that's better. The output wasn't completely there because 6 for 46, that doesn't get it done. But to miss 5 games, come right back into 97% of the snaps, 8 targets, that I feel good with.
I think you're going to see a couple deep shots to Hollywood in this game. So if he comes down with one of those, you'll be happy. The Dort should be back. Not a player to be ignored.
I agree. In our... Like this is definitely a deeper league, deeper roster, but our dynasty league, I mean, with the 6 bye weeks and injuries, I'm kind of scrambling to field the roster.
Are you Dortching?
And then the Dortch has been sitting on the bench just waiting for this moment. The fact that he's like Rondale Moore did not practice again, and the Dortch will be the slot wide receiver. He should see, I don't know, five to six targets.
Trey McBride breakout game, Arizona tight end rookie.
Oh no. No.
Yeah, certainly not.
I mean, unless if they traded like coaches, maybe.
Just looking at the last 6 weeks for the Patriots defense, trying to do the matchup thing, man.
It should happen. It should have already happened for Trey McBride to be a player of that talent with that draft capital and Zach Ertz out with that situation. He should have broken out.
This is more like Trey McBride's maid.
Oh, okay.
You know,
always the
bridesmaid, never the bride.
Okay.
He needs to earn McBride.
His name?
He needs to earn his name.
He needs to earn his
right
name.
Right now he's McBride, bridesmaid.
Like when the doctor smacked him on the butt and he started crying, he earned his name.
Oh, well. Not in my book.
And then he lost it when he got to the NFL and played
Jason.
His entire rookie season. It has 9 receptions.
Trey. Only.
Yeah.
Hunter Henry is Mike's start of the week at the tight end position for the Patriots.
If Ramondre, you got the underpants to sustain it.
Ramondre should have a monster week. Damian Harris is not practicing. The Cardinals, as bad as they are against tight ends, they're pretty bad against running backs too.
And quarterbacks.
Yeah, and all the dump-offs. Like somehow the Cardinals have like a rule where they give extra space to players in the flat. They give a little buffer to let them receive the football. Kind of get up to speed, and then they go try to tackle him.
But they take a poor angle.
Unless you're Buda Baker.
Is this a geometry thing?
It's we've got bad geometry in Arizona. You're right.
Like, we need to get those kids into sophomore math Well, not kids, but these grown adults.
Like Vance Joseph?
Yes.
Get him a compass.
Yes, a compass.
Do they still approach, use the old
protractor?
The compasses and the protractors?
Yeah, I think so. You have to.
What do you mean you have to?
How else are you going to draw
it? I don't know, computers.
Well, yeah, if you're doing... No, I'm not holding my protractor up to my computer to measure it. I let the...
Watch me draw a circle on my screen.
I just feel like big...
Now there's a hole in it.
Big protractor's probably losing some money over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
There's got to be some company that's all they do.
And calculator companies. I mean, they've got to have taken a hit.
They used to be the most expensive electronic you could buy.
Yeah, and now it's like it's in your pocket. Right now, wherever you're listening, you have a calculator on you.
All right. Jacoby Myers, are you just kind of moving away with the concussion?
Yep, I'm not going to risk it.
Any value for Devontae Parker against the 24th ranked wide receiver defense of the Cardinals?
I think he is in a spot start situation, but if I'm looking at Devontae Parker against the spot start, Zay Jones at Tennessee, I'm going to go Zay Jones.
News update to the update before, but Brian Daboll's exact quote was, will he play Sunday? He said, quote, I hope so. Any doubt for Sunday? Quote, probably got to see.
So he said nothing.
Thanks,
said
Brian.
He said nothing. All right, into the fantasy face-off we go.
Fantasy Face-Off, presented by DraftKings.
All right, here we go.
I'm sad for the first time this season that it's you, because I wanted it to be Kyle, but I'm happy that it is not me.
Okay, all right. Let's go ahead and spin it, because Patrick Mahomes, I'm blaming you, not me.
Wheel of Shame.
Spin the wheel. I've become accustomed to the wheel.
It's
my mistress.
Cowboy.
Let's see what ridiculous terror. Oh, okay.
Surf's up. Is that the winner?
Surfer dude.
Surf's up, bro.
All right.
I'm excited for this.
Righteous. Wait, why does he have a whistle? That's a lifeguard.
Am I a lifeguard now?
It's on the beach.
No, I don't think surfers are using whistles.
But lifeguards.
You're not
surf.
Carving a tube. With a whistle on your neck.
Bro.
Seems like a dangerous... But they wear like shark's tooth.
You. Oh, wait. Do we got the zinc?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to have the white zinc nose.
Are you just going nose, or are you going to go full Facebook?
I can't think of
what's...
Zuckerberg?
Yeah, the full Zuckerberg.
I'm good, man. I'm sort of good.
A little.
No. You got to just leave it there.
That's gnar.
You don't rub it in.
Well, just on the nose? I don't know.
For the effect, bro.
Okay.
Tubular.
Here you go.
No, thank you.
All right. Just going to go ahead and put on some sunscreen here. Bra.
Dude, it's not a bad look.
It's not a bad look. I think you could take up surfing.
Do you think I could win a stinking fantasy forecast with this situation?
No, yeah. I don't.
No.
All right. Can I kick it off at quarterback?
You can.
That way you can pivot, Jason, off of my stud team. Jared Goff. I settled in on Jared Goff against Minnesota at 5,600. I was dancing all over the place. I was into Hurts at one point. I was into Burrow at one point. I just like the savings. 5,600, Jared Goff.
Yeah, I like that. I went with Geno Smith at 6,200. He's a little bit more expensive, but I like the situation better.
A little bit more injured.
I picked it before the injury, and I stuck with this. Jared Goff would be my pivot if for some reason he can't play, but I assumed that both of you guys
surfer
would.
Whistle.
Surfer whistle.
Surfer whistle.
That's my wave, bro.
Off my wave, dude. I assumed both of you guys had Jared Goff, so I've got other options in my lineup to play off of you. I've got Geno Smith.
You're going to notice a theme here in some overlap of some teams I may or may not have.
You're just playing your league of record.
Jared Goff. If it's me and Jared Goff are the bestest of friends this week.
That was actually part of my thought process here, too, was like last week I spent up above the consensus quarterback, and it's just so it leaves you so vulnerable in this game. You guys were rolling Burrow, I was rolling Mahomes. If he doesn't outperform, I just lose money. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
At running back, I went with a tandem I like this week at the price. Zeke at 6,100 against Houston. DeAndre Swift at 5,800 against Minnesota.
I'll piggyback because I've got Zeke at 6,100 and DeAndre Swift at 5,800.
Wow.
I love your picks, Andy.
I also have sunscreen on my microphone.
All right, boys. Here's where we are going. The highest of tea. I see your Zeke at 6,100.
Oh, Pollard.
And I race you with a Tony
you
Pollard.
You went Tony.
I went both.
Oh, I thought about it.
I am dancing with the devil.
Yeah.
I went all in on the Dallas running backs.
I thought about playing both as well.
That's... Pollard 6,700, Zeke 6,100. Give me every single point that the Cowboys score this week, not on defense.
Well, very nice. My wide receiver room, it is delicious. I've got Stephon Diggs at 8,300.
Ooh,
nice.
Paid up.
Amon Ross St. Brown at 7,800.
Oh, paid up.
Garrett Wilson at 5,900.
Well, I've got Amon-Ra St. Brown and Garrett Wilson as well. I do not have Stephon Diggs. I went all the way down to Zay Jones, the spot start.
I have Zay Jones as well. I wanted Amon-Ra, but I need him to be bad this week, so it was just bad juju for me, so I could not play him. But Zay Jones, 4,700. Jason started the week. Tyler Lockett at 6,500. And then... I'm going with the Rod God, Christopher Godwin at 6,700. His over-under on DK Sportsbook is 6.5. He has hit 6 receptions in 9 straight weeks.
Yeah, I wanted him. The price was above Garrett Wilson. It was above my start of the week, Devontae Smith, so I didn't have the money. My final 3 spots, I am going with my start of the week at the tight end position, which is Chig Okonkwo.
Nice.
At just 2,700.
Yeah, that's how you got Stephon Diggs in
that's
there.
That, yep. And then my flex position is Rashad White at 5,500. Looking at the PPR Ooh. Value of Rashad White, despite the matchup against San Francisco, I think he's good for 8 catches in this game. And then I'm going with bottom of the barrel defense here. I'm going with the Carolina Panthers against Seattle at 2,200. And I had to save a little money. It was that, or it was spinning up on Dallas and then moving Rashad White down to like a Chris Moore type in Houston. So I went with the Rashad White and Carolina.
Little known fact, Chris Moore, also a wide receiver that has outscored Mike Evans since week 9.
Oh, gross.
He plays for Houston. You might not know him.
Tight end, I went with Andy start of the week as well.
Oh, did
Saved
you really?
Money and Chig Okonkwo is in my lineup. I paid up. Because I never get to do this at defense, I went with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. At 3,800, I still think that I feel like 10.
They're expensive.
10 is like a baseline for them, and I'm hoping for 24. And then at flex, I went with Joe Mixon at a very nice 6,900 against Cleveland's good run defense. They've talked about him basically being – well, he's talked about him – being the dude when he comes back and P. Ryan being kind of just the 1-2 punch. So I'm hoping he gets the workload.
My flex, it's DeAndre Swift. So that's a complete wash for us. The Minnesota Vikings just awful against pass catching running backs as of late. And he's on my league of record team. We need a little bit of bump there.
Who's your tight end?
The tight end position.
Greg
D. J. Hawkinson at $5,100.
You spent up. That's why your wide receivers are a little thinner.
Yes. I wanted in on the revenge game. I want pieces of the Minnesota Detroit. I'm betting it all, really. My life is dependent on the Minnesota Detroit matchup, hitting that over. And then at my DST, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I like that price.
$2,800 at home against
yep.
Huntley and no one else.
No,
really.
I get it. We actually have a lot of. I know the running back rooms. We share some players there, but elsewhere, we got some interesting names. Should be an exciting week. I can't wait to lose. What do you think of these lineups, Kyle? Do you want to go ahead and make a prediction here on the show?
I like Mike's, but I'm also very biased for our league of record
yes.
team.
Yes.
Great.
We ride, Kyle.
All right, that was Fantasy yeah! Face-Off presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code BALLERS to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That is the code BALLERS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. We're done. We did it. It's time.
Week
14, Fantasy Playoffs.
Let's go get them, Foot Clan.
I'm going to go get some sun. Got to go catch a wave.
Your nose is protected. I will see you on Sunday Live, Foot Clan. Have a good weekend. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.